This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And a good morning. It's already Thursday, July 23rd. Can you believe it? The summer's almost gone already. 73 degrees, sunny skies at 7:06. We have a whole bunch we want to talk about this morning. The Swadley saga continues. Businessman Brent Swadley avoiding sentencing after bilking taxpayers out of thousands of dollars. The latest on that drama coming up. Well, the guy accused of trying to carry out a mass shooting at Paul's Valley Schools will be in court later on today. Two more suspects in that Arcadia Lake mass shooting say they didn't do anything wrong. We'll explain. A Yukon man will die in prison after ambushing a local police officer. If you have an outstanding warrant in Oklahoma County, tomorrow's your lucky day. We'll explain. Income tax revenue is up in Oklahoma. We'll break down those numbers for you. Meanwhile, a new study shows that inflation is hitting Oklahomans hard. Just how hard? We'll tell you. And we'll take your calls and comments at 405-608-4377. That number again, 405-608-4377. Plus, your dad joke of the day. We got a whole bunch going on this Thursday morning. We'll get into it. But first, your Freedom First News headlines. Brent Swadley's sentencing in his state fraud case is on hold again after he asked the judge who oversaw his trial to step aside. Oklahoma County District Attorney Susan Stallings denied the request at a closed hearing, but state law requires she consider it again in open court. Swadley's attorneys argue comments she made after the trial raised questions about her impartiality. A jury convicted the restaurant owner back in May of conspiracy and submitting fraudulent claims tied to a state parks restaurant contract during the pandemic. Jurors recommended 10 years in prison and $75,000 in fines. If Judge Stallings declines to recuse herself again, Swadley can ask the county chief judge and ultimately the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals to remove her from the case. The man accused of trying to carry out a mass shooting at Paul's Valley High School is due back in court today for a preliminary hearing. Prosecutors say 20-year-old Victor Lee Hawkins entered the school back in April armed with two loaded handguns, intending to kill students, staff, and then himself. Investigators say he fired several shots, but no students were injured. Principal Kirk Moore tackled Hawkins, and he was shot in the leg before he and other staff members disarmed the suspect until police arrived. Hawkins faces multiple felony charges, including shooting with intent to kill. The hearing will determine whether there is enough evidence in the case to move forward to trial. Well, two more suspects charged in the deadly mass shooting at Arcadia Lake have pleaded not guilty. Maki Magnus and Hezekiah Ricks both entered their pleas yesterday in Oklahoma County District Court. Both are being held on $500,000 bond, and their preliminary hearings are scheduled for August 11th. Magnus is charged with shooting with intent to kill, a gang-related offense, and possession of a firearm during a violent felony. Ricks, meanwhile, is charged as an accessory to first-degree murder. The May 3rd shooting left one person dead and 22 others injured. The prosecutors now have charged nine suspects in connection with that violence. A Yukon man has been sentenced to life in prison for the 2025 ambush and stabbing of an Edmond police officer. 23-year-old Ocean Hudson attacked Officer Caleb Hodum while Hodum was conducting a routine traffic stop, even though Hudson was not involved in that stop. Investigators say Hudson sprayed the officer with pepper spray before stabbing him multiple times. A bystander helped to disarm Hudson, who, as the wounded police officer called for help. Hudson later pleaded guilty to assault and battery with a deadly weapon, child pornography-related charges, and other offenses. Under a plea agreement, an Oklahoma County judge sentenced him to life in prison. He'll be eligible for parole after serving 85% of his sentence. The Oklahoma Department of Corrections is searching for an inmate who walked away from the Jackie Brennan Correctional Facility in McAllister yesterday afternoon. Officials say 41-year-old Logan Palmer left the facility around 3:35 p.m. Palmer is serving a 10-year sentence out of Cato County after being convicted of making lewd or indecent proposals to a child. He's described as 5'3", about 150 pounds, with blonde hair and hazel eyes. Anyone who sees Palmer is urged not to approach him, but rather to call 911 immediately. About 250 birds rescued from an Oklahoma City home during a major drug bust have been euthanized after testing positive for a highly contagious bacterial disease. Police raided the home back in June and seized about 20 pounds of methamphetamine, along with nearly 470 birds, dozens of dogs, cats, even a horse. Veterinarians confirmed the birds were infected with the bacteria, which can spread quickly among flocks. Animal welfare officials working with the state veterinarian determined euthanasia was necessary to protect other birds. More than 140 other animals have since been placed with rescue organizations. The criminal investigation remains active, with drug charges already filed and possible animal cruelty charges now under review. One person is dead following a single vehicle crash in southwest Oklahoma City. Police say the crash happened last night near Southwest 39th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue when a vehicle struck a light pole. The driver was found unconscious and rushed to a local hospital, where authorities say the victim later died from their injuries. The investigators have not released the driver's identity just yet and are still working to determine just what caused that crash. Anyone with an outstanding nonviolent misdemeanor warrant in Oklahoma County now has a chance to clear it up without being arrested during a warrant clearing event tomorrow. The event runs from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. at the Diversion Hub on Linwood Boulevard and is open to people with traffic warrants, cost warrants, and some probation violations. County Commissioner Jason Lowe says the goal is to reduce the jail population by helping people resolve low-level cases. Judges will be on site, payment plans will be available, and some qualifying individuals may even have court costs waived. Officials say a similar event back in February helped out more than 450 people. Well, it's 73 degrees and sunny at 712. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Well, despite a cut in Oklahoma's personal income tax rate last year, the state collected significantly more income tax revenue during the latest fiscal year. According to the state treasurer's office, collections rose 12.5%, bringing in $6.3 billion. That's about $700 million more than the previous year. Economists say the increases reflect a growing economy fueled by population growth, higher wages, inflation, and strong energy production. Supporters of the tax cut say the numbers show lower tax rates can coincide with higher revenue, while critics argue that the additional money could have been used to address such needs as education, healthcare, and infrastructure. A new study by Energy Drive using data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics finds that Oklahoma City workers have lost nearly $2,400 in buying power over the past 5 years because of inflation outpacing wage growth. The report ranks Oklahoma City among the nation's hardest-hit metro areas for declining real wages. Rising costs for groceries, housing, and fuel continue to strain family budgets, forcing some Oklahomans to take second jobs or cut back on spending. The report comes after voters rejected a proposal to raise the state's minimum wage, leaving supporters and opponents divided over how to best address the rising cost of living. As rising prices continue to strain household budgets, the Salvation Army of Canadian County is expanding support for families in need. The organization offers free services, including a food pantry, clothing assistance, and help with rent and utility bills for qualifying residents. Officials say more families are being forced to choose between paying bills and buying groceries, and they're encouraging anyone facing financial hardship to reach out. Assistance is available by appointment, and Canadian County residents can call the Salvation Army to learn more or to schedule a visit. Donations and volunteers also help keep the programs running year-round. Oklahoma's annual tax-free weekend is set for August 7th through the 9th, giving shoppers a chance to save on back-to-school clothing purchases. During the three-day-long sales tax holiday, clothing and shoes priced under $100 per item are exempt from state and local sales tax. The tax break applies to both in-store and online purchases made during the event. It does not include school supplies, jewelry, handbags, or most athletic protective footwear. Store coupons can also bring items prices below the $100 limit, making it eligible for that tax exemption. Oklahoma farmers and ranchers can now apply for a new federal program that will pay them to plant trees and shrubs on their land. The three-year, $39 million initiative is designed to improve soil health, provide shade for livestock, and create habitat for wildlife through a practice known as agroforestry. The Nature Conservancy says the program also offers technical assistance to help producers incorporate trees into their operations. Supporters say the approach builds on lessons learned after the Dust Bowl, when shelter belts helped to reduce erosion across the plains. Applications for the program are being accepted through August 11th. Ground has officially been broken for the new Clara Looper Civil Rights Center in northeast Oklahoma City. The $17 million MAPS 4 project will honor the legacy of the civil rights pioneer who helped to lead sit-ins that ended segregation in Oklahoma. The nearly 18,000-square-foot center will feature exhibits on the state's civil rights history, classrooms, and community gathering space. Clara Looper's daughter, Marilyn Looper Hildreth, told the crowd that the center will ensure that her mother's story continues to inspire future generations. City leaders say the center, expected to open in 2028, will serve as both a place of learning and a lasting symbol of hope and progress for Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City, meanwhile, is welcoming hundreds of athletes from 50 countries as the ICF Canoe Slalom World Championships get underway at Riversport OKC. The event is serving as a preview of the venue's role for the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics, when it will host the Olympic Canoe Slalom Competition. Local leaders say the championships are already providing a boost to the economy, with visitors filling up hotels, restaurants, and local businesses. Riversport founder Mike Knopp says the international event showcases Oklahoma City on the world stage while generating tourism dollars that are expected to grow even more as the Olympics approach. Frustrated residents from Cedar Lake community packed the Oklahoma Water Resources Board meeting this week, demanding action over dams they say are illegally holding back water and draining their lake. Homeowners say falling water levels have left boat docks on dry land and caused some private wells to run dry. The board has been expected to approve the agreement following the dams to remain, but after strong public opposition, members voted to delay the issue until September. Residents say they want the dams removed and the water restored, while property owners maintain the structures are safe and are working with engineers to try to address the concerns. Parents and competitive swimmers in Edmond are raising concerns after air conditioning problems forced the Mitch Park YMCA Aquatic Center to close its pools each afternoon, just days before the statewide swimming championships. Families say the extreme heat and ongoing ventilation issues are disrupting training during one of the most important weeks of the season. The facility is one of two Olympic-sized competition pools in Oklahoma, making it a critical venue for swimmers statewide. YMCA officials say the repairs are underway and the facility will be reevaluated on August 3rd. City leaders are also expected to discuss the issue at Monday's Edmond City Council meeting. The summer heat continues to keep EMSA crews busy across Oklahoma City's metro. EMSA says paramedics responded to 12 suspected heat-related illnesses calls on Tuesday, with 10 patients transported to area hospitals. Since July 1st, crews have answered 80 heat-related calls in Oklahoma City area and taken 58 people to the hospital for treatment. With temperatures expected to remain in the upper 90s and low 100s, EMSA is reminding Oklahomans to stay hydrated, limit time outdoors during the hottest part of the day, and check on vulnerable family members and neighbors. While Tropical Storm Bertha, meanwhile, is expected to make landfall in Texas, forecasters say Oklahoma is not expected to see any direct impacts from the storm. Instead, the state will continue dealing with dangerous triple-digit heat through the end of the week before an unrelated weather system brings some relief. The National Weather Service says a cold front and increasing rain chances could move into northern Oklahoma on Thursday night through Saturday, with scattered showers possible in central Oklahoma, including the Oklahoma City area. While Bertha will stay well to the south, the cooler temperatures and rain expected that weekend are being driven by a separate weather system, not the tropical storm. Well, Oklahoma City, like we mentioned, is spending $17 million on the new Clara Looper Civil Rights Center, and that's kind of cool. It's an important part of our history. But meanwhile, the city is also dropping at least $900 million to $1 billion on the new downtown arena for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now the mayor wants a choo-choo train to go from Oklahoma City to Norman and Edmond. The cost to taxpayers for that one, anywhere from $800 million to $1 billion. The city wants to impose a one-cent sales tax to try to fund that project, which is pretty funny when you think about it, because we've been told for years by the city that that one-cent sales tax would decimate local business. So it seems like we're spending billions of dollars on new shiny things while the county jail remains a death trap. Three of the four elevators for the 13-story facility just don't work anymore. If there's a fire or some other emergency, a lot of people are going to die in that building. The estimated cost for the new Oklahoma County Detention Center has climbed up to $835 million. That's more than three times the $260 million originally approved by voters back in 2022. It's also more than $135 million more than it cost to build Devon Tower, for crying out loud. So what are your thoughts? Do we need more focus on priorities like public safety? Or would you rather have a choo-choo train system that nobody's going to use? 405-608-4377 if you want to be part of the conversation. 405-608-4377. It is 73 degrees and sunny at 721. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. On this Thursday morning, got some construction issues. Bridge work, May and Northwest Expressway. Eastbound, I-44 in Klassen and I-44 at Southwest 74th. Also on the Kilpatrick, Wilshire to Northwest 122nd.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Let's be honest. Medicare can get complicated, fast. Too many plans, too many opinions, not enough straight answers. That's where Health 65 in Edmond comes in. We will give you a clear, straightforward guidance so you can understand your options and choose what works best for you. No runarounds, no pressure, just help when and where you need it. Hi, I'm Philip Beard. Give me a call today or visit health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Hey, I'm here with Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, what makes ICS the top choice for concrete floors?
At ICS, we use polyurea coatings. It's four times stronger than traditional epoxy. They're resistant to scratches, oil stains, and even UV fading, making them ideal for garages, patios, or even commercial spaces. Plus, they come with a lifetime warranty for homeowners.
Now that's some tough stuff. So how do these coatings hold up in Oklahoma's crazy weather?
Man, they're built for it. Crack resistant and able to handle extreme heat or cold. And the best part, our polyurea cures in hours, so your floor is ready the next day with no downtime.
Wow, fast and durable. That's a winning combo. What's the first step for listeners?
Just give us a call for a free, no-obligation estimate, and we'll customize the solution for your space.
All right, guys, don't wait. Transform your floors with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or visit icsconcretecoatings.com for your free estimate today.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
Do you know how when you go to church and you hear a good sermon and then the preacher wraps up the sermon and then you have the guy who's supposed to give closing prayer, you get up there and give closing prayer. You don't give your own mini sermon. You don't go up there and give a second sermon that detracts from the pastor's sermon. You go up there, you do what you're supposed to do, and you shut up.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377 on the new Freedom 96.9.
Good morning and welcome back. Going to be a hot few days outside. Look for mostly sunny skies today. Very warm, too, with a high of 96 degrees tonight. Mostly clear and humid with a low of 75. On Friday, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine, high going up to 96. Then on Saturday, hot and sunny, high of 97 degrees. 73 degrees and sunny at 725. Well, Oklahoma City is spending $17 million on the new Clara Luper Civil Rights Center, and that's an important investment in our history. But at the same time, the city's also dropping at least $900 million to $1 billion for a new downtown arena for the Thunder. Now Mayor David Holt wants a commuter rail line connecting Oklahoma City with Norman and Edmond, with an estimated price tag on this one, a whopping $800 million to $1 billion. That proposal would be paid for with a 1 cent sales tax, which is pretty interesting because we've been told for years that a 1 cent sales tax would hurt local businesses. Now all of a sudden, he wants to do it. So we're spending billions of dollars on new projects while the Oklahoma County Jail remains a public safety nightmare. Three out of the four elevators in the 13-story jail are currently out of service. If there's a fire or some other kind of emergency, the consequences would be catastrophic. Meanwhile, the estimated cost for the new county jail has ballooned to $835 million. That's more than three times the $260 million that the voters approved back in 2022. It's also more than $100 million than Devon Tower cost. So it might be time to go back to the drawing board on that one. What do you think? Should government be focused on priorities like public safety, or should we be building a commuter rail system that most people are never, ever going to use? Give us a call at 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join the conversation. Terribly terrific. Tammy is joining us right now out of Shawnee. Good morning, Tammy. How are you?
Good morning, Aaron. This is the, I don't know who picked. Somebody is getting some money.
Somebody's getting a kickback. Yeah.
I mean, there's no other way around it. I would like to see the study of the cost versus return on the railway because nobody's going to use it.
Right.
Who would use that? Nobody, because we all have to commute. And so depending on where the railway starts and stops and wherever the stops are along the way, unless it supports people that work, then, I mean, even if it did, you're going to have to get off somewhere and then what, take an Uber to get to your job?
Or walk when it's 107 degrees outside?
Exactly. This is one of the dumbest things I have ever heard. And I think somebody ought to look into it because this is just, they might as well just burn a bunch of money because nobody's going to use it. I mean, we already have the new turnpike, which is going to make things so much better and reduce congestion, like on I-35. For people like me, I travel every day for my job. I'm a nurse, and I may be at Blanchard, then UConn. I mean, I travel everywhere. There's no way anything like that, like a train, would benefit me. Now, the turnpike definitely
Absolutely.
Are going to make things easier for me. So I wish they would put it out there. Give us a cost analysis on this thing. Tell us who's getting paid for it, because it's got to be somebody's buddy.
100%.
There's no other way around it. I mean, and here we've got the jail. Every time you talk about the elevators, I just get cold chills because that is a disaster waiting to happen.
100%.
And they're going to be sued for billions of dollars when the place catches on fire and they can't get people out, you know, inmates and workers. It's just they need to do something to get that fixed before the new jail is built.
And it's 2026. We need to start focusing on the reality of what we've got with our criminal justice system, which is the vast majority of the people in that jail right now. And I don't want to sound like a hug-a-thug kind of guy because I'm not. But the vast majority of people in that jail are there because they have mental health issues and or issues with addiction. And we need a facility
Exactly.
where we can treat that and lock up the bad guys, the genuinely bad people that we're afraid of and should be afraid of. But those people that genuinely need help should be getting the help they need so that we can get them back on the tax rolls, back to work, and back raising families. Tammy, thanks so much for joining us this morning. And thank you for listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News. I'm John Summers. The Justice Department sent word it wants New Jersey to hand over all the names and info on the 6,600 non-citizens automatically registered to vote through a system glitch in the state. President Trump was in Georgia Wednesday for a campaign-style speech with midterms fast approaching. Trump spoke at Wheeler High School in Marietta, just outside Atlanta.
I've been fighting for the people of Georgia like no president has ever fought before. You're doing well, so we're going to keep it that way.
Despite a nationwide push by California Governor Gavin Newsom, another California politician leads early polling for the 2028 Democratic presidential primary. The U.S. Military Central Command says it carried out a 12th consecutive night of strikes on Iran. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
You've been in a crash. You're hurt, stressed, and trying to figure out what comes next. Then your phone rings. It's the other side's insurance company. They sound friendly. They say they just want to help. But don't be fooled. The adjuster is not on your side. Their job is to pay you as little as possible or nothing at all. And anything you say in that conversation can and will be used against you later. A simple phrase like, quote, I'm feeling better, okay, could be twisted to downplay your injuries. Agreeing to a recorded statement could lock you into words you didn't fully think through. And accepting that quick settlement offer, it almost never covers the real cost of your medical bills, lost wages, and long-term recovery. Here's the rule. Before you say anything to their insurance company, talk to an attorney first. At McIntyre Law, we deal with insurance companies every single day. We know their tactics, and we know how to protect you from them. The call is free. The advice could save you thousands. Don't let a friendly voice cost you the compensation you deserve.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Tulsa police are searching for a suspect accused of damaging a historic Route 66 landmark, with investigators saying someone broke the headlight off a bronze Model T statue along Southwest Boulevard last month. The damage is estimated at roughly $25,000, and anyone who has information is urged to contact Tulsa Crime Stoppers. One person was arrested after a stolen vehicle crashed and sparked a foot chase in southwest Oklahoma City. The vehicle, which was reportedly stolen from Moore, was involved in a hit-and-run near Southwest 125th and Southwestern Wednesday morning. Suspects abandoned the vehicle and ran after the crash, but officers captured one suspect while another reportedly got away. The investigation is ongoing. The sentencing of restaurateur Brent Swadley has been delayed once again, with Swadley convicted in May on multiple felony counts tied to the Foggy Bottom Kitchens case involving Oklahoma State Park contracts. Swadley previously asked Judge Susan Stallings to step aside from the case. His attorneys have filed a formal motion seeking a recusal. The case is now on hold until that issue is resolved. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are here to celebrate America's 250th with our red, white, and do more discounts on Yanmar, Bad Boy, and Altos. 250 off residential mowers, 500 off commercial mowers, 1,000 off tractors, and 1,500 off construction equipment. Celebrating America together at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. Tractor Bob.
Every election year brings a flood of political ads. Everywhere you look, there's a campaign message. But who's behind the scenes and paying for it? And what kind of influence could that money bring? The Oklahoma Ethics Commission brings transparency to that equation. It brings awareness to who's behind the candidate's campaign funding so you can educate yourself and vote with more confidence. The Oklahoma Ethics Commission, working to build trust in politics. Visit ethics.ok.gov to find out more.
For more than 40 years, John, Megan, the Vance family, and everyone at Vance Auto Group has offered superior service, the lowest prices, and now from Ram Trucks, America's best powertrain warranty, 10 years or 100,000 miles. Ram Trucks at Vance in Guthrie.
John Vance Auto Group.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today will be mostly sunny and very warm with a high of 96. Expect breezy conditions in the afternoon. Tonight will be mainly clear and humid with a low of 75. Tomorrow will bring a mix of sun and clouds with the possibility of a thunderstorm in spots during the afternoon. The high will reach 96. Looking ahead to Saturday, it'll be very warm with intervals of sun and a high of 97. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
Good Thursday morning and welcome back. 73 degrees under sunshiny skies at 735. That means time for your dad joke of the day. You know, Uncle Dave, I always see more people walking into Walmart than I see walking out of Walmart.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hmm. But, you know, the meat's pretty cheap, so I don't ask any questions. Bon appetit.
Yeah.
Let's check out your Freedom First News headlines now on Freedom 96.9. Well, Brent Swadley's sentencing in his state fraud case has already been delayed after he said that the judge who presided over the case has to step aside. Oklahoma County District Judge Susan Stallings denied the request in a closed hearing, but state law requires that she consider it again in open court. Swadley's attorneys argue the comments the judge made after the trial call her impartiality into question. A jury convicted Swadley in May of conspiracy and filing fraudulent claims tied to a state park restaurant's contract during the pandemic. Jurors recommended 10 years in prison and $75,000 in fines. If Stallings refuses to recuse herself again, Swadley can appeal to the county's chief judge and, if necessary, the Oklahoma County Court of Criminal Appeals. The man accused of trying to carry out a mass shooting at Pauls Valley High School is back in court today for a preliminary hearing. Prosecutors say 20-year-old Victor Lee Hawkins entered the school back in April armed with two loaded handguns, intending to kill students, staff, and then himself. Investigators say he fired several shots, but no students were hurt. Principal Kirk Moore tackled Hawkins, and he was shot in the leg before he and other staff members subdued the suspect until officers arrived. Hawkins faces multiple felony charges, including shooting with intent to kill. Today's hearing will determine whether there's enough evidence for the case to move forward to trial. Two more suspects charged in the deadly Arcadia Lake mass shooting have pleaded not guilty. Mackie Magnus and Hezekiah Ricks entered pleas on Wednesday of not guilty in Oklahoma County Court. Both are being held on $500,000 bond, and preliminary hearings are set for August 11th. Magnus is charged with shooting with intent to kill, a gang-related offense, and possession of a firearm during a violent felony. Ricks, meanwhile, is charged as an accessory to first-degree murder. The May 3rd shooting left one person dead and 22 other people injured. Prosecutors have now charged nine people in connection with that violence. A Yukon man has been sentenced to life in prison for the ambush and stabbing of an Edmond police officer, Caleb Hodum. 23-year-old Ocean Hudson attacked Hodum during a routine traffic stop back in May of last year, even though he wasn't involved in that stop. Investigators say Hudson sprayed the officer with pepper spray before stabbing him multiple times. A bystander helped to disarm Hudson while the wounded officer called for help. Hudson later pleaded guilty to assault and battery with a deadly weapon, child pornography-related charges, and other crimes. Under a plea agreement, he'll be eligible for parole after serving 85% of his sentence. The Oklahoma Department of Corrections is searching for an inmate who walked away from the Jackie Brannan Correctional Center in McAllister on Wednesday afternoon. Officials say 41-year-old Logan Palmer left the minimum security facility around 3:35. Palmer was serving a 10-year sentence out of Cato County for being convicted of making a lewd or indecent proposal to a child. He's described as 5'3", about 150 pounds, with blonde hair and hazel eyes. Anyone who sees Palmer is urged not to approach him and instead call 911 immediately. About 250 birds rescued from an Oklahoma City home during a major drug bust have been euthanized after testing positive for highly contagious bacterial disease. Police raided the home back in June, seizing about 20 pounds of methamphetamine, along with about 470 birds, dozens of cats, dogs, and even a horse. Veterinarians confirmed the birds were infected with a bacteria which spreads very rapidly among flocks. Animal welfare officials, working with a state veterinarian, determined euthanasia was necessary to protect the birds. More than 140 animals have since been placed in rescue groups. Drug charges have already been filed, and possible animal cruelty charges could remain under investigation. One person is dead after a single vehicle crash in southwest Oklahoma City. Police say the crash happened last night near Southwest 39th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue when a vehicle slammed into a light pole. The driver was found unconscious and taken to a local hospital where the victim later died from the injuries. Police have not released the driver's identity, and they're still trying to determine what caused the crash. Speed is believed to be a possible factor. Anyone with an outstanding nonviolent misdemeanor warrant in Oklahoma County has a chance to clear it without being arrested during a warrant clearing event tomorrow. The event runs from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. at the Diversion Hub on Linwood Boulevard. It's open to people with traffic warrants, cost warrants, and some probation violations. County Commissioner Jason Lowe says the goal is to reduce the jail population by helping people resolve low-level cases. Judges will be on site, payment plans will be available, and some qualifying people might even have court costs waived. A similar event earlier this year helped more than 450 people. Well, it's 75 degrees at 740. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Despite cutting Oklahoma's personal income tax rate last year, the state collected significantly more income tax revenue during the latest fiscal year. According to the state treasurer's office, collections increased 12.5% to $6.3 billion. That's about $700 million more than the previous year. Economists say the increase reflects population growth, higher wages, inflation, and strong energy production. Supporters say it's proof that lower tax rates can coincide with higher revenue, while critics argue the additional money could have been invested in education, healthcare, and infrastructure. A new study by Energy Drive using data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics says Oklahoma City workers have lost more than $2,400 in buying power over the past 5 years because inflation has outpaced wage growth. The report ranks Oklahoma City among the hardest hit metro areas for declining real wages in the nation. Rising costs for housing, groceries, and fuel continue to strain family budgets, forcing some Oklahomans to take second jobs or cut back on spending. The report comes just weeks after voters rejected a proposal to raise the state's minimum wage. As rising prices continue to strain household budgets, the Salvation Army of Canadian County is reminding families that help is available. The organization offers free food assistance, clothing, and help with rent and utility bills for qualifying residents. Officials say they're seeing more families forced to choose between paying bills and buying groceries. Assistance is available by appointment, and Canadian County residents are encouraged to call the Salvation Army if they need help. Donations and volunteers also help to keep the programs operating year-round. Oklahoma's annual tax-free weekend is set for August 7th through the 9th, giving shoppers a chance to save on back-to-school clothing purchases. During the three-day sales tax holiday, clothing and shoes priced under $100 per item are exempt from state and local sales tax. The tax break applies to both in-store and online purchases, but does not include school supplies, jewelry, handbags, or most athletic and protective footwear. Store coupons can also help to reduce an item's price below the $100 limit, making it tax-free. Oklahoma farmers and ranchers can now apply for a new federal program that will pay them to plant trees and shrubs on their land. The three-year, $39 million initiative is designed to improve soil health, provide shade for livestock, and create a habitat for wildlife through a practice known as agroforestry. The Nature Conservancy says the program also provides technical assistance to help producers incorporate trees into their operations. Applications are being accepted through August 11th. Ground has officially been broken for the Clara Looper Civil Rights Center in northeast Oklahoma City. The $17 million MAPS 4 project will honor the legacy of the civil rights pioneer who helped to lead sit-ins that ended segregation in Oklahoma. The nearly 18,000-square-foot center will feature exhibits on Oklahoma's civil rights history, classrooms, and community gathering space. City leaders say the center, expected to open up in 2028, will educate future generations while celebrating Clara Looper's lasting impact on the state. Oklahoma City is welcoming hundreds of athletes from 50 countries as the ICF Canoe Slalom World Championships get underway at Riversport OKC. The event serves as a preview of Riversport's role in the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics, when the venue will host Olympic canoe slalom competitions. The local leaders say that the championships are already boosting the economy by filling hotels, restaurants, and local businesses. They expect the international exposure to continue growing as the Olympics get closer. Well, frustrated residents from the Cedar Lake community packed the Oklahoma Water Resources Board meeting this week, demanding action over dams they say are illegally holding back water and draining their lake. Homeowners say falling water levels have left boat docks stranded on dry land and caused some private wells to run dry. The board was expected to approve an agreement allowing the dams to remain, but after strong public opposition, members voted to delay the issue until September. Residents want the dams removed and water restored, while property owners insist the structures are safe. Parents and competitive swimmers in Edmond are raising concerns after air conditioning problems forced the Mitch Park YMCA Aquatic Center to close its pools each afternoon, just days before the state swimming championships. Families say the extreme heat and ongoing ventilation issues are disrupting training during one of the most important weeks of the season. The facility is one of only two Olympic-sized competition pools in Oklahoma. YMCA officials say the repairs are underway and the building will be reevaluated on August 3rd. The summer heat continues to keep EMSA crews very busy across the Oklahoma City metro. EMSA says paramedics responded to 12 suspected heat-related illness calls on Tuesday, with 10 patients taken to area hospitals. Since July 1st, crews have answered 80 heat-related calls in the Oklahoma City area and transported 58 people for treatment. With temperatures expected to remain in the upper 90s to lower 100s, EMSA is reminding everyone to stay hydrated, avoid prolonged time outdoors during peak heat, and to check on elderly neighbors and loved ones. While Tropical Storm Bertha is expected to make landfall in Texas, forecasters say Oklahoma will not see any direct impacts from the storm. Instead, the state will continue dealing with these dangerous triple-digit heat before an unrelated weather system brings some relief. The National Weather Service says a cold front and increasing rain chances could move into northern Oklahoma on Thursday night through Saturday, with scattered showers also possible across central Oklahoma, including the Oklahoma City metro. Forecasters stress the cooler weather is unrelated to Tropical Storm Bertha. Well, as we mentioned earlier, Oklahoma City is spending $17 million on the Clara Looper Civil Rights Center. And quite honestly, it's a worthwhile investment. It's an important part of our history for the state. But at the same time, the city is spending somewhere between $900 million and $1 billion on a new downtown arena for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now Mayor David Holt is proposing a commuter rail line connecting Oklahoma City, Norman, and Edmond, with a price tag of $800 million to $1 billion. The plan would be funded with a new 1-cent sales tax, which is pretty interesting because for years now we've been told that a 1-cent sales tax would hurt local business. Meanwhile, the Oklahoma County Jail is falling apart. Three of the four elevators in that 13-story building just don't work anymore. If there's a fire or some other major emergency that could put a whole lot of lives at risk and set up the county for billions of dollars in lawsuits. And the price tag for the Oklahoma County Detention Center has now climbed to $835 million. That's triple the $260 million that voters approved back in 2022. Now, they're blaming inflation for that, but I don't think that any of us have seen an increase of 400% in inflation since 2022. So it might be back to the drawing board for that. What do you think about it? Do you think that our leaders are putting public safety first? Would you rather see them spend another $1 billion on a commuter rail system that many people are never even going to bother using, or put public safety first? We want to hear from you on this one. 405-608-4377 is the number to dial. 405-608-4377 to join the conversation. It is 75 degrees and sunny at 748. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. On this Thursday morning, got some construction issues. Bridge work, May and Northwest Expressway. Eastbound, I-44 in Klassen and I-44 at Southwest 74th. Also on the Kilpatrick, Wilshire to Northwest 122nd.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
It's a massive selection of pistols, rifles, suppressors, optics, ammo, archery, and one of the largest safe inventories in the state. It's Lee Matthews talking about H&H Shooting Sports, loaded with new arrivals and red-hot monthly deals happening right now, and all of the extra equipment to go with it. And don't just buy it, shoot it. Test the firearms in their huge indoor ranges. Then grab a legendary burger at the 4U Cafe. H&H Shooting Sports, just off I-40 and Meridian, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
July at Cimarron Casino, get fired up when you sit down for fun and excitement during Hot Seat Heat Wave. Thursdays in July, 6 to 9 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 8 hot seat drawings where you can win up to $250 free play on July 2nd and cash prizes that double each week up to $4,000 based on your card tier. Summer's getting hot, but you can play it cool with Hot Seat Heatwave only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
It's Eric Erickson. Listen to me live weekdays on Freedom 96.9 from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. as we dive into the headlines of the day, give you all the breaking news as it happens, give you some analysis into what's happening, my opinion, and also take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 right here on Freedom 96.9 as we spread freedom across the great state of Oklahoma 5 days a week.
Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
And a good morning. We definitely want to hear from you this morning. We're talking a bit about that joke of a proposal for a railway system that would connect Oklahoma City to Norman to Edmond that positively nobody's going to ride, but it's going to cost you about $1 billion to do it. But before we talk about that, though, let's quickly check out the weather, because we got a pretty hot couple of days coming up. Sorry about that. I speak for a living. It's my job. Today, mostly sunny and warm with a high of 96 degrees. Tonight, mainly clear and humid with a low of 75. On Friday, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine with a high of 96. Then on Saturday, hot and sunny, high of 97. And just looking at the extended forecast, all week next week, going to be up in the triple digits. So it's going to be pretty hot. 75 degrees outside right now, sunny at 753. Oklahoma City, as we mentioned earlier, is spending $17 million on the Clara Looper Civil Rights Center. Not a bad thing, although $17 million seems like a whole lot of money to me for a center like that. I'm not sure just how much it's going to be used. They say there's going to be classrooms in there. Maybe if you're bringing schools in to learn a bit more about civil rights, that could be a worthwhile investment for $17 million. It is an important part of our history, something worth preserving. Again, $17 million is a lot of money. At the same time, the city is spending between $900 million and $1 billion on a new downtown arena for the Oklahoma City Thunder. I'm back and forth in terms of how much we should be spending on that one. I understand the importance of keeping the Thunder here and signing a 25-year agreement. I mean, to put that into context, this arena will be done before some of the players who are playing in it are even born. So 25 years is a long time. And to keep the Thunder in here, obviously the Thunder generate a whole lot of money for Oklahoma City. Is it a worthwhile investment? It seems like we're kind of getting the bad end of the deal on this one. There are other cities that have had similar agreements with their NBA teams that didn't pay nearly as much. It's no secret the NBA makes a ton of money. Would have liked to have seen them pitch in a little bit more for this. But now Mayor David Holt is proposing a commuter rail line system that would connect Oklahoma City with Norman and Edmond. The estimated cost for that, another $800 million to $1 billion of your tax money for a train system that I don't think anybody's even going to use. And an example of that is you look at the downtown rail cars, the ones that go through Bricktown. Nobody rides these things until just recently when they made them free. Now as a novelty, people are trucking around on them just a little bit, but prior to that, they were basically mobile homeless shelters. All you saw was homeless people riding these things, or they were completely empty. That's what your tax dollars paid for. So on a grander scale, a much larger scale, are people going to be willing to use this to go to Edmond and to Norman. So when you think about it, I'm going to take the train from Oklahoma City to Norman. Well, what if once I get to Norman, I actually want to do something? I want to maybe go to a restaurant or go catch a game or go up to the college or go shopping or any number. Well, now I can't do that because I don't have a car. It's not like Norman is so far away that it's prohibitive to drive that far. But taking a train and then basically having to walk any place you go from the train or taking an Uber kind of defeats the purpose because it's a lot cheaper and a lot quicker for me to just drive out there, and now I've got my car. Very same with Edmond. From Oklahoma City to Edmond, I can probably make the drive. God knows I've done it probably thousands of times over the years. $800 million to $1 billion for what is going to be a failed rail system makes no sense, especially at a time when we've got a jail that is crumbling. So this raises important questions about priorities. We're talking about spending billions of dollars on shiny new projects in Oklahoma City while the Oklahoma County Jail remains a death trap. Three of the four elevators in that 13-story building don't work. They say there's no way to repair these three elevators. They just don't make the parts anymore. So they've got to replace these three elevators at a cost of about $3 million. And it's going to take about 6 months each to replace them. Now, fun fact about the jail, there's actually five elevators in that jail. There's the four that are used for inmate transports. There's another elevator that's used primarily for staff. And then there's another elevator that was built into the jail that has never been used. It's just an elevator shaft that sits there empty. And since 1992, I believe, when the jail was built, there's never been an elevator in there. It's just wasted space. The whole thing was just so poorly designed. It's a 13-story jail, and jails can't be built like that. Part of the problem is when inmates get angry or when inmates get bored, they'll fill their toilets up with sheets or with clothing and flush the toilets. And you've heard that phrase that poop runs downhill. Well, the jail proves that. They just basically create a waterfall of poop and urine that goes all over every single floor and every single person beneath whatever floor it is that they're on. And then when you're talking about emergencies, like a potential fire, or if somebody's up on the 13th floor and has a medical issue and needs to be rushed out of there quickly, it's difficult to move somebody around in and out of that building, even when the elevators are working. When the elevator is not working, can you imagine bringing somebody down on a gurney 13 floors and trying to get them to a hospital quickly? So we're setting ourselves up for lawsuit after lawsuit. What do you think? Should government be focused on basic public safety, or should it move ahead with another billion-dollar commuter rail project? And would you actually use it? Give us a call at 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Questions I've got is, are Oklahoma City spending priorities in the right place? Now, understand that you're talking two separate entities here. You're talking about the city and the county. The county owns and runs the jail, but the city could be putting more money towards the jail. The vast majority of the people who are inmates of that jail, residents of that jail, are from Oklahoma City. The vast majority of the arrests take place in Oklahoma City. Wouldn't it be the right thing for Oklahoma City to cough up more money for the jail, especially when you consider that the new jail they're proposing to build isn't just a jail? It's not just a warehouse where we're putting people. It's someplace where people can get the mental health resources that they need. It's someplace where they can get the addiction resources that they need. It's someplace, because in my opinion, as somebody who leans very conservative, I'm certainly not hug-a-thug, as somebody who leans very, very conservative, I want to see people that can be helped, get them back on the tax rolls. Well, thanks so much for joining us on this Thursday morning. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9.